as a means of time to celebrate the tradition of gospel and of sacred music throughout this diverse state of Florida, whose legend is in its diversity, whose legend is in its spirit, and its treasure of passion. My name's Jan Rosenberg. I'm a folklorist. I've been working here with Florida Folklife Programs off and on since 1986. And this is my opportunity to welcome you to the Old Marvel Stage at the 50th Florida Folk Festival. Dead microphone, because, there we go, because hopefully y'all will be coming back for the 51st. And you'll be coming back to the 51st and the 52nd and the 53rd, and you're going to have a hallelujah time. Is that right? Can I have a hand here? Okay. I'm substituting today for Happy of the Crabgrass Cowboys, who's come down with a severe attack of pancreatitis. He's in the hospital. We don't know how he is at this time, but I think if this morning we can, through song, lift it up and give some thoughts to him, we're going to be just fine, and hopefully he's going to be just fine. That's amazing. I just had a friend who died of pancreatic cancer, and it's painful stuff. Painful. Gospel Consolers. What a wonderful name. From Quincy. 8 men and women who've been singing together about 14 years, singing praises of God in their own way, in the old-time style way. In the old-time style. Harmony. Strong harmony, strong melody, incredible spirit, and incredible wonder. If you get a chance, for those of you who live in Quincy, in the Quincy area, you get to listen to WGWD Radio, 99.3 on your FM dial, and you get to listen on Sunday morning some of the best darn gospel music you ever heard, and some pretty fired up preaching. And it's actually, for this Jewish girl, it's not offensive. I like it. It's great stuff. So would you please welcome from Quincy, are you ready, Gospel Consolers? Sort of ready? Oh, 1 minute, you're ready. Well, stay here for that 1 minute and stay here for 20-some-odd more. And then if you want, go on and go and visit the other stages, the amphitheater, the Folklife area, Friends of Florida Folk. Go to the marketplace, because usually on Sundays, I'll tell you, usually can get a deal on goodies. They might sell them for like 25%, 30%. Do I hear 40%? Do I hear the Gospel Consolers? Are they ready to give us a good time? Would you please welcome from Quincy, Florida, the
Good morning, everybody. Good to be back with you another year. Make 3 years in a row for us, and we're glad to be here. Everybody just put their hands together this morning lightly. Give around, everybody.
It's praying time.
Give around, everybody.
It's praying time.
Give around, everybody. Why don't you let the world
let
know?
Let the world know what's on your mind.
Give around, everybody.
It's praying time.
Give around, all you Christians out there.
It's praying time.
Give around, everybody. Why don't you let the world
let
know,
the world know
what's on your mind? Y'all listen here. You pray for me, and I pray for you.
Yes, I will.
That's what the Lord told us to do. It ain't no secret what prayer can do. What it done for others, it'll do the same thing for you. Gather around, everybody.
It's praying time.
Gather around, everybody.
It's praying time.
Gather around, everybody.
It's praying time.
Why don't you let the world know?
Let the world know.
What's on?
What's on your mind?
One more thing I want to tell you. Paul and Silas were placed in jail. They didn't have nobody to go to bail. One sang the song while the other prayed a prayer. My Jesus stepped in and he opened up every cell. Gather around, everybody.
It's praying time.
Gather around, all you Christians out there.
It's
I know praying it's
praying time.
Gather around, everybody.
It's praying time.
Why don't you let the world
let
know? To let the world know.
Let the world know what's on your mind.
If you need a blessing today,
you
ought to let the Lord know
what's on your mind.
Somebody may need a healing.
Let the world know.
Why don't you let him know?
On your mind.
You might need a financial blessing. I know God
know
is able.
What's
on
your mind.
Why don't you
let the world know what's
on your mind. That's all right. You know you're going to need somebody one of these days to stand your bond. Everybody put their hands together. Let's have some good church up in here this morning. Need somebody on your bond.
On your
bond. Oh, it may be early in the morning, and it may be late at night, but you're gonna need somebody on your bond.
On your bond.
You're gonna need somebody on your bond. Can I get a witness here? You're gonna need somebody on your bond.
On your bond.
Oh, it may be early in the morning, and it may be late at night, but you're gonna need somebody on your bond.
On your bond.
Now, Paul and Silas, they were placed in jail, and they didn't have no one to go their bail. One sang a song while the other prayed a prayer. Jesus stepped in and he opened up every cell. You're gonna need somebody on your bond.
On your bond.
You're gonna need somebody on your bond.
On your bond.
Oh, early in the morning, and it may be late at night, but you're gonna need somebody on your barn. Oh, you're gonna need him.
You're gonna need him.
You're gonna need him.
You're gonna need him.
I know I'm right about it.
You're gonna need him.
One of these days, it won't be long.
You're gonna
need Jesus.
You're gonna need him.
You're gonna need him.
You're gonna need him.
Somebody need him.
For a mother.
Somebody need him.
For a father.
I need him.
For my mother.
Since my mother been gone.
You're gonna need him.
You're gonna need him.
You're gonna need him.
I know I'm right about it. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right?
I know he's all right.
I know he's all right.
You're gonna need him.
You're gonna need him.
You're gonna need somebody on your barn.
On your barn.
You're gonna need somebody on your barn.
On your barn.
On your barn.
On your barn.
You're gonna need somebody. We're gonna bring one of the ladies to you now. Got a testimony to tell this morning. And we're gonna let her tell her testimony.
How many of y'all like to know whatever we're going through is in the Lord's hand?
Because put it in Jesus' hand.
Because this time last year, I was sick and didn't know it. But October the 24th, I was blessed with a kidney transplant. And I could stand here. That was something real scary to go through. And I had to really walk out on God's faith. I said, Lord, I'm trusting you for your word. I know you didn't bring me this far to leave me. And since then, now I'm going through something with my hip and my knee. I don't know what it is, but I know God is going to bring me through this. So I know whatever I'm going through, it's in God's hands.
All right.
Take your time, Bob.
There's been times when I felt thin down. I didn't give up, even though I gave out. Seemed like stumbling blocks got all in my way, and the road got longer the more I prayed. But when it seemed like I couldn't take no more, I kept on, praying and walking on, and I said, Lord,
your hand.
that's where you must stay. Sometimes I got weak, but Lord, you made me strong. I'm going to keep right on praying and walking on. And I say, Lord,
God is in your hands.
Yes, I am.
Lord, it's in your hand.
Now, wait a minute. Let me see my verse right here. There have been times when I couldn't see the light. Seemed like my pathway was dark as night. But when it seemed like I couldn't take no more. Let me tell you what Jesus done. Jesus stepped right in and he made me strong. I told him, Lord, I'm putting it in your hands. I'm putting it in your hands, Jesus. You see, it don't make no difference how big the problem is. Jesus will take care of it. How many of y'all know that Jesus will make a way for you? Let me see your hands today. If you know that he will make a way, all you got to do is put it in God's hand today. Yes, he will.
Lord, it's in your hand.
Y'all break it down one time for me, Consoler. I got to tell this testimony right here. You see, Sister Bryant there, like she said, she was laying up in the hospital. Kidneys wasn't putting out but 10%.
Lord, it's in.
The doctors told her they were going to have to put her on dialysis. But look at Jesus step in.
Lord, it's in.
I've known people to wait 3 and 4 long years for a kidney transplant.
Lord, it's
but 3 weeks after she got in the hospital, the doctors came with a kidney and told her, we have one for you. Look at Jesus step in. Look at her standing here on God's word today.
Lord, it's in.
I know he will. You see Sister Annie Mae over there about 5 months ago. God has been good to this group. I'm a living witness today that he's been good to us. And I got to tell you how good he's been. She went in the hospital to have a knee replacement.
Lord, it's
didn't know whether she was going to walk again. But look at her standing on God's word. And won't he make a way for you? And that ain't all. That ain't all. You see Sister Bryant right there.
Lord, it's in.
Her son
your
used to lay up at night because he couldn't breathe right.
Lord, it's
sometimes he had to sit up all night long in order to just get a little nap here and there.
Lord, it's in.
But the doctors told Sister Bryant, said, we're going to have to operate on him. And I don't know whether he's going to make it through the operation. But thank God today he's able to sleep a little bit better and he's still on God's side. I know he will make a way. I know he will make a way. I know he will. All you got to do is put it in God's hand. Whatever your problem is, he may have somebody sick. Just turn them over to Jesus.
Lord, it's in your hand.
Say it one more time, console us.
Lord, it's in your hand.
Can't hide from God. Thank you.
can't run.
You can't hide.
There's no need for you to try. You don't know when or how he's coming.
You just can't get by.
Listen, oh, death is like a policeman traveling through this land. He's serving a death notice to every woman and man. You're gonna need a lawyer. If I were you, that's the next thing I'd do. Just as sure as you are sitting here today, one day he's got a warrant for you. But you know what? You
can't run,
can't hide.
Can't hide.
There's no need.
There's no need.
For you to try,
you
don't know
it. Don't know when
how
he's coming.
You just
can't get by.
Here's another thing. Jesus is a lawyer, one that never lost a case. If I were you, I get lawyer Jesus. I would wait, I'd make haste. This is something you can't get around. No matter what you do, just as sure as you hear my voice today, one day he's got a warrant for you. But you know what? You can't run.
You can't hide. There's no need to cry. You don't know when or how he's coming. You just can't get by.
Here's another thing. He'll take the baby from his mother's breast. He'll take the rich man and everybody else. Take mother, daughter, father, and son. Sometime he won't stop till he got that last one. But you can't run, you can't hide. There's no need to try. You don't know when or how he's coming. You just
can't get by.
You can't run, can't hide.
Can't hide.
You can't run,
can't
sure can't hide.
Can't hide.
He's got your number, knows where you live,
can't hide.
Knows when you leave,
can't run.
Knows when you return
can't
home.
Hide.
You can't run,
can't
sure can't hide.
Can't hide.
You can't run,
can't
you can't hide.
Can't
where my mind,
can't
it goes back to our story in the Bible day. One day, y'all, God called a man by the name of Jonah. Said, now, Jonah, I want you to go down to a place called Nineveh. Tell my people, if they don't repent, I'll destroy that city. But y'all know that story. Jonah didn't want to go, so he was on his way to a place called Joppa. Went on down to the shipyard. Went on down to the ticket office. Got him a ticket, and he was on his way to a place called Joppa. Went on down in the bottom of the boat. Went over in the corner and went fast asleep. But what he didn't know, y'all, when he lay down, God was looking right at him. God was looking at him. But God didn't bother him. All God did, he called the wind and he told the wind, I want you to blow. He called the thunder and he told the thunder, I want you to roar. Called the lightning and he told the lightning, I want you to flash. Called the tide and he told the tide, stand up real high. Cause I got a child trying to run and think he can hide. And about that time, the captain came round, told his crew members, put all the anchor, we gotta get ready and set for sail. And my Bible tells me about that time, lightning began to flash, thunder began to roar, wind began to blow, tide stood up high, captain got confused, called all his crew members. Told his crew members to come on top, on the top deck. Said out of all the time we made this journey, we ain't never had trouble before. You can't run, sure can't hide.